Andy, don't let them bother you. It's okay not to have sex. Not everybody's a pussy magnet. You, what are you, 25?
I'm 40.
Holy sh**, man, you got to get on that. Life isn't about sex. Life is about children and passion.
Yeah.
And spirit.
Yeah, it's life's about passion.
It's not about f**ing and balls and pussy. It's about love. It's about people. It's about connection.
It's all about connections.
It's set up with and ass and tits and butthole pleasures.
It's not about butthole pleasures at all.
It's not about this rusty trombone and a dirty Sanchez.
Please stop.
And the Cincinnati bow tie.
Moosh.
And the juice cocktail. And the stained balls.
Moosh, just please stop.
Just all relax. Right.
That's enough. Party's over. Let the virgin get back to work.
I have to bleep you again.
Oh, please, no. I, in 6 years, I've only been bleeped the one time.
God, don't remind me.
Okay, I happen to say the word come. So what?
We're in front of Jessica Tandy.
Oh, that crybaby. She's heard all this before.
And welcome to another Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio, with my co-host, Will Papagiorgio, Leo Reynolds.
Hey,
I'm
going to
bring down the jump right now. I can barely talk over that crap.
I can't hear myself, can you?
We're good, man. Are you flying deaf again? Whatever.
No.
You're good to go. You're a professional. Look it up. You are listening to us probably on www.fcac.org/WEBR. You can also, I guess, get show-related content, the old archives, at myspace.com/jpapageo, P-A-P-A-G-E-O. Again, jpapageo. I had to announce that because I noticed we were getting like a few downloads on the Internet Archives where I upload our crap.
Uh-huh.
And in the keywords, which I don't know how to alter after the fact and nowhere did I include where to actually listen to this thing live. Like, I just assumed people would, you know, click on my IM profile and get it.
Mm-hmm.
So who gives a crap? I wanted to give a, you know, throw a bone, be a professional for once. Will, what are you chewing on?
Gum. Can you hear it?
No, you're clear.
It smells good, though.
Mm.
Smells like watermelon.
Very kissable.
God damn it, I really can't hear myself.
Whatever. You might not be... Hold on.
Can you hear me, like, through the headphones?
Nah.
I don't think I can, actually.
Yeah, I can't hear him.
I don't think my mic's on.
Oh, my God. Did this piece of crap burn out?
He's mic'd, too.
He's mic'd, too. I'll do a reset on it.
Hello?
Up more? Mm-mm.
Hello? Now I can
hear. Okay. I can hear him now.
God, you just really were muttering into the mic, I guess.
What?
You were really muttering into the mic, or it's dying on us.
No, I mean, it's like right up to my face.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And our show last week was our peak.
Yeah, that's all good. So we've got a pretty jam-packed show. Got a few new things we're going to tackle. Prank calls, hopefully, by the end of it.
Does it pick up outgoing calls? That's what I was thinking about.
We were practicing it.
Okay.
In fact, I could send you in the hall right now with the cell phone if you want to test it now that we're on
program. Well, no, I'm saying, because don't we need to dial out from the studio
phone?
Yeah,
we'll be fine.
All right.
So we're going to do some prank calls at the end. I wanted to start off, actually, Leo. Will doesn't know I'm going to do this. I'm going to demand an apology for you yelling at us. It was very rude last night just because
we were... I was going to mention that,
Just because we were keeping you up for a half hour and talking at 1 in the morning.
Okay, one, you're not going to get an apology. I should get an apology. Man, you guys have your little Papa's Basement downstairs. You guys can chill downstairs and talk as loud as you want, okay? I was sleeping, minding my own business, and then all I hear, and then you know what? After I yelled at you guys, guess what? You guys still was up there talking, but guess what? It was silently, so yeah. I could go to sleep, so...
Well, I didn't know you guys were home. That's why I was like right outside your room, like talking.
Yeah, both our cars are in the lot.
When I looked out, Mel's was gone.
No, it wasn't. Because she drove me, and she was like on me.
Oh, I don't know. I assume she's out.
We should have noticed that on the camera we have set up in your bedroom.
Probably did. We always check.
But yeah, I just wanted to stir up that hornet's nest for the hell of it.
You guys are crying about it after I yelled?
No, I didn't give a crap.
I thought it was kind of random.
I figured we did wake you up and you're half asleep, so I excuse anyone what they see.
I get cranky, you know?
Exactly. You came out in your little boxers and the Jamie Foxx and, what is it, collateral glasses?
I don't think I even found my glasses.
No, you had him on.
I had him on. Yeah. See, I was that out of it.
You're
man.
That out of it. You're just screaming, and I went back to Will, and we just started laughing.
Yeah, but you guys are quiet, so it worked.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I was going to, I watched the show Bad Girls Club, and, like, they made this girl, like, stay up the whole night. And, like, so what she did while they were sleeping, they got pots and pans and just went into outside the room. Yeah, so I was going to do that today, but Mel said no.
I'd have gotten up and whooped you, man. I'd have beat you to death with those very pots and pans. But we, so I just wanted to do that. I figured it'd be a good 4-3 minutes of radio. We've also, I'm going to talk about My Friday a little bit, just because it had some funny moments. It's not the usual, what did you do, Leo? Well, I had a drink. So did I. I was with you at the time. No, I went out with Rich, and we did Walmart. And Walmart's like a show unto itself, if you really want to get into it.
That is true.
And there's a delicious little chunk of irony at the beginning of the night. We started off at BK while discussing how to lose weight. They were just shoveling. Like, as we talked more about it, it's like,
notice how you also refer to Burger King as BK.
Oh, BK.
As if you're frequent.
But you don't call the Bell TB, but you do call it the Bell. So there you go.
No, I call it Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, whatever. You don't eat anything bad.
That's true.
Little Captain Saint over there.
Yep.
So we got that. We also got, they put someone under me to train at work in a cruel twist of irony. Like, that's like asking Massa to have Malcolm X give a house servant lessons.
Give him babysitting lessons.
Exactly. You just don't do it. It ain't going to work. And finally, we'll get to the prank call. So we'll start off my Friday night. Like I said, it was BK. We pigged out. We had our Dirty Fair Lakes one, because that would tie into our next stop on the night, Walmart.
Is that, it's like near a gas station or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Between that and the Wendy's. Yeah. Leo, you use that one? Or?
No, that gas station doesn't sell beer, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed about that.
And that's the Burger King. Does that have like the little benches outside, or is that Wendy's? The little picnic area.
Yeah, because you're going to bring your family.
Exactly.
It's BK that has the benches, actually. Yeah, I remember walking through that.
I've actually sat there at like midnight or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Loaded, I'm hoping.
I don't remember. A long time ago.
Loaded. So we strut into Walmart. And what is it about Walmart? I mean, let's take a vote first. Is that the biggest leper colony out there, or is it the DMV? Like, which one is just dirtier pound for pound?
And I'd say Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart, of course.
I don't think that's a debate. I'm trying to think if there's anything grodier than Walmart.
I don't know. I mean, definitely, especially our Walmart.
Costco can get close, like I was saying, but
Costco's a little more affluent, though, because you have that $50 barrier for the card to get in. So, Walmart, yeah, I don't know. When's the last time you guys were at the DMV? It's been a while for me, but I remember last time I was just like, oh my God, especially the one down in Herndon. Like, any kind of Herndon DMVs, yeah.
Why the hell were you going there? It's because you need work?
Yeah, you're praying MS-13 isn't chopping off your hands with a machete or something.
No, the DMV
or Ellerson.
Yeah, Ellerson Torres.
Disproportionately Latino as it is, but if you're going into
Herndon yeah.
Christ, that's like Mecca.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Herndon just is Little Mexico now, or actually Little El Salvador.
Old Town Herndon, yeah, which I'm guessing that's where it is.
Jimmy's and stuff like that. Yeah,
exactly.
That's around there.
You can tell it's a Latino area because it has Rite Aid.
is that Latin CVS?
You don't see that in white neighborhoods.
Ugh.
I've never seen a Rite Aid like in any, you know, like Fair Lakes area.
Already at call, effing us up.
Interrupted our mojo. I bet you it's mom.
Probably. Yellow.
Hi.
Hi, Maria. Yeah.
Just a different take on Walmart's clientele. I always rejoice in the exotic quality.
Did you really just say that?
True.
You're so full of
I
ass.
I never understood it, and I remember one of Will's...
You threw out a chair because a black person sat
in it.
What was this?
But anyway, I remember Evan's father used to say he always felt dirty after coming out of Walmart.
I'll accept it on air,
though. I scratch my head and think, why? I enjoy looking at all the people.
Yeah, because anyway, they're freaks.
I'm going to get off the phone because I can't hear.
You can't hear me?
Bye.
Oh. GD it. Let's crank up the send a little.
That's going to put a wrench in our little prank call.
I guess the prank call will just be, hello, and I hang up. Wow.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
I'm not saying it's I'm just saying it's got a different vibe, man.
Well, no, I'm not.
It's not like walking into Tyson's too.
Yeah, no, it really represents the worst that every race has to offer.
Pretty much, yeah. It's just a dirty store with dirty prices and dirty products. And
dirty people.
Dirty people, yeah. That should be the slogan. Always dirty, always. So we get in, and I forget where you...
And there's also another, like, huge, like, disproportionately amount of old people there, too.
I've noticed a lot of the sickly, too. Like... If you go in the cold medicine aisles, because poor people, you know, hell, I'll count myself among them. They get sick, you know? You don't have a good doctor if you're broke.
Insurance, right.
Yeah, exactly. So you go in that cold medicine aisle, oh my God, man. It's like a medieval dungeon.
I've never noticed that, but just walking in when there's that, whatever the hell, McDonald's or Subway.
The retard screener? Right past the retard. Do they still have the tard screen in it?
No.
Wait, but I mean the mentally challenged.
Not after the bombs.
Exactly.
But they have a handicapped person checking the door at Costco on Westox Road. Have you ever
know. Like, yeah. You can't outrun that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, bitch, what are you going to do if I don't have a car?
Knock over your little cart.
Chase me down.
Will you over?
She's cool, man. But yeah, I always feel compelled to be really nice. Because otherwise she's going to think, oh, you freak-hating bastard. But she's like real tiny. If you've ever seen Total Recall... Who is it? Quattro, who's actually hidden in a big guy's chest?
Oh, yeah.
She reminds me of that.
I just remember the chick with three knockers.
Oh, a classic.
The only thing I remember from Total Recall. And that when he picks up a guy and uses that as a human body shield. When he's getting shot at.
You're right. Yeah, he picks up someone. No, if you watch Total Recall again, the third boob is really fake looking, if I recall.
Really?
Yeah, newsflash. It wasn't real.
Oh, damn it.
But what year was that? Like 85?
No.
88?
No, 91.
Jesus.
88 is Predator-ish. That's 87. Yeah.
No, but that chick with at the Walmart,
mm-hmm.
or not Walmart, Costco.
Yeah.
I almost said
mutant.
The exact chick. We
shouldn't talk Total Recall.
Thing, but
what, in the face?
I mean, she looks similar, but there's this chick I had, like, this computer class. Like,
and she also had the little cart.
No, I'm not.
There was someone
like
else.
A wheelchair, but there's this chick who's, like, she doesn't have, like, an abdomen almost.
Yeah.
It's, like,
it's all distended.
She has a head.
I think she went to UVA, too, because I saw her later.
And an upper body, and then it's her waist.
Yeah.
And I think that's what that chick has.
Yeah. What is the name of that disease? Leo, do you know?
No.
Do we have any Dr. Mengele caller who could give us that info? It's like they get a little backpack strap almost and it, like, keeps
hunchbacks?
Them off the ground. No, dude. Hunchback is just a hunch on your back.
But they're like that, you know? It's like, it looks like, God, like one of those cartoon characters where, you know, it's just like an egg-shaped body and then like they're really long legs and like.
I don't know, man. I don't even know the name of the device. It's not a wheel. It looks like a little.
It's basically like one of those goddamn M&Ms. Like,
yeah,
it's just
exactly.
Like a circle.
Peanut. A peanut M&M.
I was going to say the regular size
really?
M&M.
I would say peanut because they have the big distended chest. Like,
well, yeah,
the
they have like a normal. Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, the rib cage comes out real.
You're right. I thought that was just like a form of hunchbackism.
No, maybe reverse hunchback. I don't know. But yeah, man, so we're going around Walmart, and the first thing is the running gag, I guess, with Leo and a couple other people at my work is that I ruin the lives of black males, starting with Rich Harmon.
Yep.
Rich was quitting his job, or he got laid off, and I'm in the hot seat because I convinced him to go on unemployment.
Right.
Why not get the government aid, right?
Is that like a taint on your permanent record or something?
I don't know, but Leo and James ever since then, like...
Oh, yeah. Just because he's black?
Yeah, I'm doing the wrong. Like, I'm destroying more black
gives
lives
a
than crap.
Crap, man. I wish I could get on unemployment.
Oh,
yeah, but now he doesn't want to do anything because at least like, what'd you say? If you lose your job or something, you're going to try to do something productive.
No, yeah.
But yeah, Rich, he's.
Rich is just wowing it.
Yeah.
Which is
wow.
Not stereotypically black, so yeah. There you go.
Yeah, he just bought a do-rag.
Yeah, well.
He's getting blacker more the minute.
We were at Walmart to buy a do-rag, and if you look at my MySpace, again, myspace.com/JPAPAGEO. Ta-da.
Just trying to get as many hits as possible.
Not
you
really.
Feel good about yourself.
Feels sexy. No, if you look at that, I have up a picture of me in the do-rag.
I saw that. It's not bad.
Thank you. It's still on our dining room table. I'll be wearing it. I paid $1 for it. But yeah, we go there, and there's also another picture of all the other black hair care products at Walmart. And it's funny how they kind of like shove that one like four aisles away from the other hair care. Like it's practically next to the Johns and stuff. Like
they're next shameful. To the pet food.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're shameful they have it or something. You had like your Aqua Sheen and some Jerry Curl, and there's all kinds of all kinds of salves, Murray salves,
beeswax,
all kinds of junk, dude. It was great. And then they had like one black chick who just like her entire job seemed to be working the black hair care stuff. But we get there, we get our do-rag.
Sort of like the one black midget who's in every movie that requires a black midget.
Oh, yeah. The like bad Friday. Santa midget.
Yeah, bad Santa.
Leo, you know obscure actors. What's his name?
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
He's the black midget in Hollywood.
Yeah, just like there's pretty much the white midget. The guy who
plays Mickey on Seinfeld.
Mickey on Seinfeld, exactly.
What else was he in? Oh, he's in Employee of the Month.
Really?
I remember that. Yeah,
I want to say it's I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
He's in Hebrew the Hammer.
Really? Oh, the Hebrew Hammer.
Yeah.
With the Jewish guy from Friends. And he's also in Saving Private Ryan.
Mickey is?
No, this is the Jewish guy. Remember when...
Schwimmer?
Not Schwimmer. It was like a crazy roommate.
Oh, yeah. Adam Goldberg.
There we go.
Yeah, he's the guy from Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, exactly. The pussy gets beat up.
Yeah.
Good movie. But there's one movie that has both of those midgets in it at once.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I want to say it's I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Wow.
I know.
Best of both worlds.
Exactly. Ebony and Ivory. Delightful. So my highlight with for the average Walmart trip is the $5 DVD bin. I don't know about you. I always go to that trough. I always feel ashamed. You're in Walmart,
as
the cheapest.
Well you should.
Exactly. You're in the cheapest of cheap stores, and then you have to go to the cheapo bin even there. Leafing through. I mean, literally, there's what? Cliffhanger? I'm trying to. You know, what other Stallone epics were in there?
Demolition Man?
Not Demolition. Probably a few of those, actually.
Daybreak.
Who am I kidding? Daybreak. I mean, it's crap like that. We had.
Keanu Reeves, Dracula.
Yeah, that literally was in there. In fact, try to guess a few others.
I just remember stuff from that era.
Just go down the TBS lineup, and you'll find it in that DVD bin.
Now I'm blanking. But some old Schwarzenegger movies, like Commando, maybe?
I bought The Running Man out of that bin last week.
That's true.
So another point awarded. Leo, you're losing here.
What? Oh, Point Break?
Did we already name that?
No.
I think Point Break was in there. I mean, it's just pure crap. You know,
Pure media, okay.
We ended up buying The Saint out of the bin, if you want to know, for the night's viewing.
Wow.
Rich was like, I want to buy The Saint. I'm like, no, you don't. You just see it.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's odd. I've never been moved by that kind of marketing. Like,
I've went once at a blue moon, man. If it's Schwarzenegger, why not?
The Saint.
I've
seen the end horrible. Of that a couple of times.
It's a horrible piece of crap. The guy's just in a different costume in every scene. It's like that stupid Dana Carvey movie, which is pretty much the same concept, if I recall.
Which one? As the church lady?
Nah, it's called The Mimic or some.
Oh, God, I remember that.
Yeah, it was in theaters for 1 week. He's like, I'm a turtle.
Pretend to be a turtle? It's just what I remember from the bumper.
I literally just know the commercials.
Yeah.
But I'm leafing through it, and my joy is as I dig through. I really get a dig on. Most people will, like, fish through and scatter it around. I'll make, like, huge towers.
You have no shame.
Yeah, pretty much displacing the entire cart to the side. Well, lo and behold, there's a little Asian dude who's on the other side of this. And what I'm doing is like slowly pushing crap toward him, and he's getting mad and like really gently easing it back toward me.
Excuse me around that.
So for easily 5 minutes.
Forgiven this piece.
Yeah. It's this really like passive but noticeable battle between us as we're shoving DVDs into each other's little zone that we're fishing through. Finally, he gives up, and I just build a tower that starts collapsing as Rich and I just flee the scene. So,
you know what? It's probably people who just walked in to get something cheap and said, look at that sick poor guy right there.
Oh, yeah. No, I look like a hobo going through tin cans, man.
No, so I guess it's like a bum digging through the dumpster, like outside a homeless shelter, throwing out like day old gruel, as opposed to like waiting outside of Stuckey's or Arby's or something.
Getting the homeless shelter checkouts.
Yeah, just the lowest of the low.
But yeah, that's my Walmart tale. I think it was pretty normal. I've seen people puke in the aisles before.
I've seen that, like, yeah, in the Alexander one. It's, like, infinitely
You were
worse.
Telling me that the Alexander one's just the hell on earth, like Mad Max.
Yeah. No, it's not a pretty sight or smell.
Oh, God. I swear, man. There's some stores, especially that we had a super Walmart at Tech back when I was there. And there were some mountain folk, man. They would come down from like 2 hours from anywhere. You know what I mean? Like Tech itself is bum F. These people are like 2-3 hours removed from bum F, would come down with a huge pickup truck, load the entire thing up.
Yeah, because to them, that's like super convenient. You know what I'm saying? They can get all their shopping done without having
to. I mean, these are people that literally scare you. Like, you know what? I've been in D.C. We used to work there all the time when we were kids. Still do. Nothing really scares me in D.C. Even BMore, I'm like, oh, I was scared. I chuckled. These people really scared me.
Really?
I really thought I'd get like some shotgun in my butt or something.
No, there's some ass backwards haircuts even at our Walmart, man. Really? A lot of femalets.
There was definitely one woman who just looked like she was a friend of the drink for many, many years. You know that kind of should be skinny, but puffy in the wrong places look? And just the withered face.
Face like an old catcher's man.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I'm going to then... Are we going to go with me training, or are we going to go with the prank calls? I kind of want the prank calls right now.
All
right.
See if it works.
Let's give it a shot.
See if it works.
Hey, call Mamo on the outgoing line.
Good. He loves his Mamo.
Actually, wait. Hang up again. Here, do *67 first and tell her ask her if it says, like, unavailable or whatever on the caller ID.
Oh, of course that would work. But okay, *67. Oh. Let's see if we can do it again.
Yet another monkey wrench in the plan.
Whatever. Guess station's not. Gonna get some ped calls.
The night train's gonna be a little disrupted.
Night train's gonna go away and come.
Maybe we should save it for the end of the
Maria.
Show.
I called earlier. Could you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Could you hear me?
No. Yeah, we could hear you.
We can always hear you.
You couldn't hear us, apparently.
Even when I shut my ears.
But I didn't hear any references to what I had said, in a sense, and that's why I thought you didn't hear me.
Well, we heard you.
Yeah. We're just
and we made quick reference.
I like Walmart.
I know you do.
It's that bizarre thing in me. I swear to God, I think somehow I'm from the Middle East.
Really? You're Greek. It's very close.
I guess it could have happened, right?
It's like when you say, I think I was Italian in a past life. The Italians are Greeks, you Momo.
That's right. That's why Rome also feels like home. Rome and Jerusalem.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all the same little armpit.
You've been to Jerusalem?
No, but when I saw my cousin went, and when I saw the picture, it was just like I felt when I went to Rome for the first time, and when I went to Greece, it's like, I've been here before. I sense it.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's all dirt with white buildings sticking out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's like our Greek church.
Made out of plaster, yeah.
I always tell Will, I remember when we were on Crete, and it wasn't a particularly hot summer. I remember when we were walking back to that apartment where we stayed, and he looked up, and he goes, and the dust was just, you know, there was never any rain, so the dust was swirling, and he goes, what is this, freaking Iraq? I remember, and he was so
like
upset.
It. Yeah. And people, like, wipe their butt and put it in a trash can sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so what else is new, guys?
Nothing. We're doing a radio show, as you might have figured out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lethargic one. A nice little lazy Sunday feel to it.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up whatever you were, you know, you disturbed Leo's sleep last night and you could defuse that.
There's nothing to defuse. We were being loud and he was asleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You weren't thinking, were you?
No, we weren't.
Okay.
Being disrespectful. I know you taught him better.
I did. I've taught them many good things and... So sometimes they kick in. And
you know, the problem is that stinking little puppet show door on your bedroom.
What?
You've been to our house, the master bedroom. It has those, like, Dutch doors that open into nothingness.
So
those can't shut, and the sound goes right through them.
I see.
Mm-hmm. It's not that weird loud.
You were on the same level where he was sleeping.
No, we were one below.
Oh, you were?
But it carries
through
that.
I remember I pointed out those doors, and I said, what are they?
Yep.
Everyone's
and they go into
baffled
Leo's
by them.
Melissa's room.
Exactly.
Huh? Ah.
That's
no
where we point the camera.
It traveled, yeah.
All right, then. Maria, will there be food for us later?
Well, actually, you know, I had my tooth worked on yesterday. It turned out badly. You know, I had to get a crown.
No.
So anyway, I felt kind of sick.
All those years of breastfeeding took the calcium out. That's your theory,
true.
Right?
That's true.
Anyway. How many years were there of breastfeeding?
Stop that. Anyway, but so I ordered myself a cheesy cheese pizza. So there's some left. I just felt like it, something soft and, I don't know, comfort food. I just need, because I didn't feel good. Apparently there's something new that they do, too, to staunch the blood when they're in there taking out a lot, whatever, you know, getting out all of the cavity.
Uh-huh.
And I really, a dreadful taste. It made me sick. I was sick in the stomach. I was up half the night. Anyway, I realize this. You're just hearing an old woman's complaint. All right, I'm going to
stop. I love it. It's good.
But I do have chicken defrosting, but probably won't be ready for me to cook until tomorrow. Then I cook it and no one eats it.
So wait, are your teeth okay?
Well, I'm awaiting my I hear you laughing. As I said, I'm getting a crown, which is going to set me back several hundred dollars, but what can you do?
Don't do that. They told me how to get a crown and get all the teeth removed, and you know what? I haven't gotten anything done.
You have a rotting molar in the back.
Will.
Our dog laughs at your teeth.
Right. This is a tooth right in the front.
Show it to Leo right now.
Nah, I'm cool.
Okay. All right.
It's basically like 3/4 of the tooth are missing.
It's like a bum's a-hole.
Ew.
It's grotesque.
It's pretty nasty.
Mom?
Yes, honey?
So is your crown going to be okay?
Well, it takes several weeks to come in, but yeah, I'm going to do it because the guy knows that I'm kind of a stickler.
Nah, just to get it from the warehouse.
This is the top front tooth. You don't let that go, you know, unless I want to say I'm from the hills.
Old chopper.
Anyway, you know, and yet I have to say I juggled in my mind, how many years do I have? Will it be worth it?
Good for you. I do that math all the time.
But anyway, that's it.
All right, Maria.
All right, dears.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I was just thinking, are you tired, too? Like, why are you just letting her go on?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Yeah. It was just a couple of minutes of autopilot. But I'm rejuvenated. We're going to make some prank calls.
I was going to say, let's get to the prank calls.
Yeah.
I was looking on Craigslist last night because I had an idea, like, prank call some hookers. But,
Not bad.
Oh, yeah, not bad at all.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. I also typed in BBW, which always bring up the best. Anyways, this one fat chick selling her used panties on there. Figured we could call that first. That seemed like a veritable gold mine.
All right, hold on. I'm going to do Subway. I want to do Subway. Here's the concept for the Subway joke. I'm going to give it away. Here's the blueprint. Leo, Will, you tell me if it's funny. I'm going to call and say, I'm hosting a party for my daughter who's 8 years old. She's the light of my life, but she's really fat. And she's having over like 6 fat friends. And I'm just going to go on, how many subs do a bunch of fat kids need?
Hey, make it a fat son.
Fat son?
I think the daughter might seem too insensitive. They'd be like, what the hell is wrong with you? If it's like, if you say a bunch of fat kids.
Okay. Got to psych myself up for this.
Do you want me to go first?
No, man. This is like trying to pick up a broad. I got to put on my stones for 5 seconds. Take them out of my pocket.
Deep voice.
I don't give a crap about this. Yeah, just, I don't know if you want to like, turn our mics off. So, in case we laugh or whatever.
Trust me, you won't.
No one
That'd
will.
That would be a sign of success. But, yeah, just try to sound professional. That's all.
Okay.
Like, people keep you on the line longer if you sound like, you know, talk like
you're sound making a white.
Business call.
I want lots of mayonnaise on these things.
But do you, like, make calls, like, at the office and stuff and, like, use a fake voice or whatever? Like,
it's kind of become my online DJ voice, and then it became my real voice.
Or just, like,
I don't
the way
have
you
my
talk own to Hercules customers or whatever.
Like, I'll be there tomorrow.
Or just, like, yeah, that kind of fake voice.
All right. Hold on. Sign of the cross. Psych myself up.
Which Subway is this again?
Oh, Greenbrier.
Nice.
Gotta go for the hometown. Watch how I sneak in. You are on the air at the beginning. Wait, crap.
Oh, who gives a crap?
Good point.
Yeah. No, I wasn't going to do that. Jeez.
Wait, you have to say that?
FCC regs.
If you're on like an actual radio station. Yeah. People have to know their own.
You got the fax number?
But I planned ahead. We also have the Fairfax subway.
All right. Their fax number yeah, exactly. two. Fairfax,
we can fax them the prank.
Yeah. Where the hell's Fairfax subway?
It's like right in that three block square PVI. Old towny crap.
Oh, okay.
Somebody may have you?
You're on the air. Hi, do you guys cater parties by any chance?
Pardon?
Cater parties, like uh-huh. make sub platters.
Yeah.
I am having a birthday party for my son. It's his 8th birthday.
Uh-huh.
And about 10 of his little friends. Well, they're not really so little. How many subs do you think I should get?
How many people?
It's going to be 10 kids. The children are of larger right. carriage.
Uh-huh.
They like to eat. They have zesty appetites. And their parents might be there. So overall, maybe 25, 30 people. Big people.
25 or 30 people, right?
Yeah.
You like the large pattern? We have the large pattern about 7 foot long on it, and it's cut into 4 inches.
Okay.
You're going to have it 21 pieces on it.
Okay, and again, these are large people. They like to eat, if you get what I'm saying.
Pardon?
They're kind of heavy.
Uh-huh.
They like to eat a lot.
I'm sorry, can I have your phone number, please? Because this line is linked to the credit card.
Okay.
And let the manager call you back right back, okay?
I'll call right back. All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, can I have your phone number, please?
Sure, 703.
Okay.
818.
818-0927. 818-0927.
Yeah.
What's the name, please?
Steve.
Steve?
Yes.
Okay, I repeat your phone number again. 703-818-0927.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was terrible. You had gold and you blew it.
Did you call
Asian woman at Subway?
Did you call Subway or a Chinese restaurant?
I actually pulled off the headphones for a second just to show my head. I like that I gave him the old Hercules number, which
I noticed
I hope to God is not referring to my current cell phone.
Just to say, wasn't it for a while?
It was for a while. I'm thinking it isn't now because
no,
I'm
like, that's like, yeah. Do you have, like,
not bad for a first time out,
yeah,
right?
I know. Let's give him Miriam's phone number or something.
Oh, you're right. Oh, we have so many people we can throw under the bus here.
Yeah. Is she listening?
No.
All right, oh, cool then.
Cool. Or James Lee, like at work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's 4218.
Oh, I have the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
James 703-742-4218. Yeah. Call everybody. All right, Will, did you want to do one?
Sure.
Okay, I'll swap places with you. What was our concept again for the call?
This one, I'm going to call that fat chick selling her panties on Craigslist.
Okay, Will and I are going to swap positions in the studio. And just here's your contact info. You are James Lee.
Oh.
And you're at 7.
I wanted to use the alias Kenny French.
That's right. Was that Don's thing?
Yeah, I was calling a phone sex line.
I forgot
asking
Kenny.
Asking chicks if they had sex with BMs.
I forgot Kenny French. You're right.
Such a great name.
Okay, use Kenny French, but give him James's number. Because
742-4218.
Yeah, just leave that open.
Okay.
James is away on vacation, so he's going to come back to all these weird phone sex messages. In fact, try to navigate it into them leaving a message for
him. I was going to say, like, I'm hoping the fat pig like actually doesn't answer a phone, because it would probably be funnier to just leave a message. Okay.
All right, so I am now in the guest spot doing what Will typically does with the non-working headphones. Will's behind the main mic working my laptop.
Which isn't working.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't plug it into the network. Leo, do you have a song to sing for 30 seconds?
Nope, but I'll go ahead and try then.
Thank you.
No problem. So while they're setting up this little prank calls that will probably fail, we are listening to Leo.
I don't know. I'm more out of control than John.
All right. Yeah. That's cool. Then.
There's going to be F-bombs or something.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking whatever.
The final show. Let's just name it that now. The lost episode.
Yeah, so...
If a tree falls in a forest.
All right.
We'll be okay. How many listeners? Oh, wait. I'm at the computer. You can't.
We're not going to announce the listeners. I figured we'd be a little more pro and not go that route. Hey, Will, check the levels. Am I going hot?
No.
Okay, good.
You're okay. So,
We got Will. He's surfing Craigslist right now.
Okay.
Where do you type in BBW exactly?
Washington, D.C.
You click on Washington, D.C.
Erotic services.
Erotic services.
Women for men.
That's W4.
W4M.
Letter M.
Your phone's doing something. It says connecting. I don't know.
Oh, crap. Someone's sending a picture. Nah. Whatever. I got James's number in my head.
Okay. New picture from Harris.
Harris?
It's a nudie picture.
Yeah, probably his mule. Harris never sends me anything good.
Damn it. Did this fatty take her ad down? I hope not. Let's see.
Well, do you have another phone, ho?
Yeah, I mean, I could just call hookers. I just wanted to, like...
Phone call. This is Maria, or the station manager.
How do you pick it up? Just call one?
I'll get it. Lift up. Call one.
Getting shut off? Right.
Hello?
Are they shutting you off?
Oh, no. Is this Mom?
No.
It's Carmen.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, we're not being shut off yet.
Are they going to? Are they threatening?
I don't think so.
Oh, I can hear you now. What's up?
Not much. I don't know. I'm sorry. I was drinking in the morning, so I got a little, you know.
When did you start drinking this morning?
Like 10:30?
Thank you for your weekly call, by the way. These are always good. You drunk at 10:30, solid.
I didn't tell you about berries yesterday.
I have the internet now.
So you've been listening?
For the last, like, 10 minutes, like I said, I've been drinking.
Okay.
So, but, I don't have any really great stuff for you other than what I told you.
You can tell the story last week when you spat in some woman's face and she shook you.
Damn it. She took her ad down.
I'm seeing a bunch of fat thighs and fat asses popping up on my computer right now.
Oh, God.
The usual.
As well, exactly.
No, the one I wanted took her ad down. God,
all right, find us some kind of hoe, man. I like the idea of a call, and then they leave a message for James at work.
Do you want me to call, like, dude?
Sure.
Ask him if he can piss a male, my ass.
Yeah, do a male prostitute.
John?
Yeah, what's up, Carmen?
John, do you really want me to tell the story again to all those listeners who already heard it last
week? Or should I go for a tranny?
Go for a tranny while Carmen tells the story.
I actually looked at this last night. Like, seriously, okay. Made me want to vomit. Because I was just looking for, like, the funniest things.
Hold on, here's Carmen's tale.
Okay, what happened was, we were at the Goodwill. Me and Adam,
because
Adam gets books at Goodwill and he sells them and shit like that for money.
Whoa! I think you mean shoot, spit.
Shoot, yeah. I mean, he sells them for money and stuff. Anyway, but so there was this little kid. There was this, you know, this like ugly white trash woman. You know what I mean? Like, just regular. But she had this kid, and the kid was going, "Woo! Woo!" And, like, you know, like, a lot of kid noises I've learned to ignore. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, that one just triggered the AC double hockey sticks out of me. And
there
I
you
was,
go.
Like, and I just, I went up
this
the other
This is a family
side,
show, as we find a transsexual.
I said, shut up! And she comes up to me, and she ran up to me. She grabbed me. She grabbed my shoulders and started shaking me. She goes, "What did you say?" I said, "You better shut your slipping child up." And then she said, "Don't you ever say those kinds of words in front of a child." And I said, "Don't you ever touch me, you piece of white trash," and I spit in her face.
Nice.
That's a great
I hate when people give you ass for cursing in front of kids. Yeah. You know what? I'm not the one who didn't pull out, so I can say whatever the hell I want.
I can't make the white pee from sex and stuff like that. The best thing I ever get is spinning in some piece of white trash's face.
That's the best feeling. I like the white sex pee.
All right.
The white sex pee.
Here we go.
Is that a tranny?
No, it's just a fat black chick. But here's my other plan.
Are you bailing out, Bean? Or?
Oh yeah, and I also kind of at the bar. I'm pretty sure I molested this girl, and then she was all like. No, I'm not into that this week. It was really embarrassing. But I was like, all, you know, half blackout drunk, like brown out.
Good for you.
Really,
so that's what I did. No, no, not really very good for me, because next week I'm going to go to the bar and she's going to be like, hey, what the hell? Why did you? And I'm going to be like, know. Oh, I don't know.
This okay. is what I love from Carmen.
I don't know. I just get all gay when I drink and stuff. Anyway, I love you.
Okay, love you too.
There you go. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
No.
Oh,
okay.
I gotta love you. Right. Hang it up and punch the left black button all the way left. No.
This?
Oh, okay. Make the actual call out. Yeah, it's all set up then.
Okay, well, let me hang up for now. No, I was going to say, my other plan was I'm going to call up a hooker and say...
Send them to the station?
No. I'm going to ask them if they can bang my loser son for his birthday, because he's a virgin, and I'm worried. And then when they ask how old he is, I want to say he's like 15.
No, dude, like 12.
Okay, 13.
Okay, if they start dropping bad words left and right, I guess just
okay, bail. I'm bail.
Oh, okay. Hang up again?
Yeah.
And hit call one.
Okay.
Okay.
Her name's Heaven. That's nice.
Jesus. Ass looks as big as it.
Please enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
That's not going to help.
Hello?
Hi, is this Heaven?
Yes.
Hi, Heaven. My name is Kenny. I saw your ad on Craigslist.
Okay.
And I was just interested in, I guess, booking you for an appointment. I don't know, are you free later tonight, or?
Yeah, are you actually looking to come out?
Do you not do out calls?
Yeah, I do out calls. I usually start at 160 and that, depending on where you are.
Oh, I'm located in Fairfax. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. I just have to get the directions from MapQuest and everything like that. So you're looking to do the half hour or the hour?
An hour. It's not for me, but for my son. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I won't watch or participate or anything. It's just, I don't know. He's not that good with girls, and I was just thinking his birthday's coming up, you know, and I think he's a little too old to be a virgin, so. Okay. Is that okay if it's his first time?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, because, yeah, I'm just a little worried about him, you know. It's like when I was his age, I was going out all the time and actually getting girls on my own, and he just sits at home playing computer games, and I don't think he's gay. I'm pretty sure he likes girls. He's just not really ready to start going after them, you know.
Okay.
What's the youngest you're willing to go?
What's that?
What's the youngest you've ever been with in terms of, you know, clientele?
Like 16.
16?
Mm-hmm.
He's 13. Is that okay?
No.
No? What if I give you $350?
For the hour and to go with a minor?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, you're not a police or anything like that.
No. I'm actually a teacher.
Okay, well, I think we can work that out.
Okay, well, I guess, do you want some time to think about it?
Well, what time are you actually, you know, looking to book me?
I guess later on tonight, you know, maybe like 11 p.m., something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you probably just have to give me a call an hour in advance so that I can get the address, go to MapQuest and everything.
Okay, great. I'll do that then.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You should have said, like, now, and then gave Rich's address.
I'm just amazed that, first of all, the 16, and then willing to go with a 13-year-old with some extra money.
I was about to piss myself. Oh, my God.
That wasn't even that. That was
brilliant.
The disturbing part.
You were doing this weekly.
That's what I was thinking. We could just do nothing but prank calls.
Oh, my God. That is... I just saw Michelangelo paint.
No, man, it was nothing. Like, wow. I really wish I had the fat chick with the panties, but...
Oh, my God.
Just the 13. Oh, man.
Yeah, she was willing to do it.
Oh.
Well, take a look at this chick, too. Like, Leo, come over here. Like,
oh, I'm coming over.
Imagine, yeah, if you were 13 and this is the chick you lost your chair to.
Oh, a whole lot of wrapping paper.
It's like Queen Latifah,
ooh,
but even
that is,
worse.
That's a J.D.er.
Nah, she's not white.
She's not a fat white, bro.
All right. Let's take a dip in the
are we gonna
M for M.
M for... Oh, God.
You know this is going to get ugly very quick. 9-inch black thug wants a new boy. Spelled B-O-I.
Oh, station's getting burned down tonight.
And when you call him, say, like, I'm not really gay, but I just want to experiment.
Oh, dude, that picture's on my hard drive now.
You need to, like, clear it off.
Oh, I need to clean it.
Let's make something happen. I want to meet a few older guys that I can chill with on a reg basis. Call me and we can set something up.
Oh, my poor mom.
Call him.
I'll be up all night. So feel free to call and leave a message. MSG with your name and contact number. Ooh, even better. If we get his voicemail, oh my God.
I'll trust you. God, that last one sure beat the hell out of me. Kenny French. 10800 Main Street.
The party you are calling wants to know your name. Please record your name at the tone. To stop recording, press pound.
Kenny French. Hi, is this Darren?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Darren. My name's Kenny. I saw your ad on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just interested in booking you for an appointment, possibly tonight, if you're free.
Okay.
It didn't say anything about your prices on the ad. How much do you charge?
It's $150 for a half hour, $200 for a whole hour.
Okay, and do you have any restrictions on what you do, you know?
Nah, I'm basically just the top, though.
Just the top?
Yeah.
I'm a power bottom, is that okay?
You say what?
I said I'm a power bottom.
Power bottom.
Yeah. You know, so, like, I just like to go fast, I guess.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Do you do outcalls?
Yeah.
And where are you located?
Northeast, D.C.
Northeast? I'm in Fairfax, Virginia. Is that okay?
I don't have no transportation out there, though.
Oh, you don't? Do you just take the metro, or?
Yeah, I
could
take the metro.
Oh, okay. I guess it would be okay if I picked you up from a metro stop.
Okay,
and do you do anything with, peeing?
Nah, why you want that?
Well, I just had, I don't know, I kind of feel weird saying this, but I had a fantasy of having someone, you know, go in my behind. Would you be willing to do that? Alright, cool. What time are you free tonight? Like, all night?
Not all night, but, I mean, yeah, basically from, like, about 5 on down, I'm free.
Okay, I just need to go check to make sure when my wife is going to be out of the house, and then it'd be cool if I give you a call back then?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, don't feel bad about that. Thinking Darren has a drug problem.
Darren didn't sound too chipper. Oh, my God, man.
Power bottom.
I guess that's not an actual term.
No, yeah. It is. I've heard it on Star Trek.
He must be a newbie.
Yeah, exactly.
Looked like cracked up when I said behind.
I think he's just straight and very into drugs. Wow. Oh, my God.
Did he say he was a top or a bottom?
He said he was
strictly
top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strictly top. Nothing gay. Strictly top. Oh, wow. God.
Shall we try dipping into the tranny?
No, man, that's enough. Like the interception that wins a football game. You turn this effort around, dude. All
right.
Oh, my God.
No, I figured the prank calls would be great. So.
Oh.
No, I'd definitely like to incorporate that more.
Applause.
Thank you. That was a switch.
Good Lord. F me, that was gold.
Wow. I don't know about you guys. We ain't topping that one. Really? What now?
We could with the tranny section.
No, man.
It only gets worse.
We're not blowing our wad just yet.
But, no, I was thinking, yeah, just...
Trannies
every
next
night,
week.
Yeah, every night before the show, just like stalk Craigslist. And this time I'll like write down their phone numbers in case they took the ad, take the ads down.
Hopefully next week I'll have a pair and can do a little myself. Because that was just so much better than the Subway thing with fat kids.
Well, no, I just want to say, like, if you want to try one more, like, you got to
take
it further.
Did you
want to
do the Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, okay, I was thinking, what was the other one? It was Chuck E. Cheese and Curves.
Curves with your fat wife, it's not fun.
No, we'll do Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to ask
Let me give that a try.
You're going to handle Chuck E.?
Yeah, because I was actually thinking about ways to.
And where to take it?
Yeah.
All right, man, you're better at this than me.
I'm going to, like, first ask, like, which Chuck E. Cheese is it? Fairfax?
Right across from where I work.
Oh, okay.
Clock Tower Mall.
All right, I want to ask, like, if it's ghetto, like, what the racial mix is, and then... I'll try to make it a racist thing.
Really?
Like, how I just don't want my white kid like hanging. I mean, we'll see. We'll
okay.
Find out.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
As I pass the baton again to Will.
I think my favorite part about that last call was just leaving the name Kenny French. Like, when I was calling his phone. Damn, you got a big head.
Yeah, no.
Or just the hair.
No, I always had a big head in football. They had to give me the...
No, I have a big head, too. At least compared to my, like, age-stricken body. All right. Chuck E. Cheese. Apparently Chuck doesn't work on the Sabbath.
Have a magical day at Chuck E. Cheese's in Herndon on Centerville Road. For instructions in English, press 1.
Para las instrucciones en español, marque 2.
Press 1.
Yeah.
Welcome to Chuck E. Cheese's Reservation and Information Center. You can also make party reservations online at www.chuckecheese.com to receive 20 free tokens.
I don't want the mojo from those
to
last
properly
two
direct
calls
your call, please listen to
this.
All options before making your selection. You must make a selection from one of the options to get to a StarCast member, and they will further assist you in booking your reservation.
Nice.
For party information, including organizations, press 1.
There we go.
For fundraising, don't forget, you can also make your party reservations online at www.chuckecheese.com and receive 20 free tokens. For information about our birthday party package or to make a reservation with one of our star cast members, press 1. For information... Have the best party ever at Chuck E. Cheese's. The basic party package.
Oh, Jesus.
Kill it.
Yeah, God damn.
Chuck E. Cheese can really ruin a bit when they want.
Yeah.
No, I was looking.
Back to the mic. Back to the bitch mic for you, boy.
I know. Like, I was willing to go through a few, but it's like calling the damn Pentagon. Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese, for Christ's sake.
Well,
yeah, how many StarCast members can you have working there?
We gotta bail pretty fast because we got like 4 minutes left. I always like to hook up Night Train with a few. So, Will, wow. Thank you.
We'll be delving into that abyss.
Thank you, Tom Brady, for carrying the team on your shoulders.
You're welcome.
Not this year's Super Bowl effort, but previous Super Bowl efforts. Leo, all
right.
Always a pleasure, sir. Let's get my little outro going.
I just want you to remember one thing. This is your true love. Every night, the show is here for you. Everything else is bull.
Actually, Will, really quickly, I had a little bonus for you.
Tonight's broadcast has been commandeered by the secret society No Man, National Organization of Men Against Amazonian Masterhood. I would reveal my true identity, but for political reasons, I cannot. But do not take me lightly. I once scored 4 touchdowns in a single game.